Sausage begins now. It will include the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, a visit from Rob Domofsky. But first, it's time for the Prize Picks of the Week.
All right, Jesse actually sent me these, so we have, I guess we're going to try and make him some money, even though he's not working. I don't know how I feel about this, but we'll just get it underway.
We should dump on purpose. We should pick everything we don't believe.
There's a pretty good chance it's going to happen anyways, if we're being honest.
Yeah. First up, Jordan Love, more or less than 233.5 passing yards.
What's the weather? Do we have a weather update down there? Hey, AI Jelly, what's the weather down there?
It's going to be mid-50s. The forecast for Sunday.
A little bit of rain.
There's a 20% chance of precipitation. Winds at 12 miles per hour. The Fahrenheit temperature predicted 60.
I'm going more.
60.
233 is a little child play. I think he is as healthy as he's been. I think he's going to come out. You're going to get the run game going. And I know the play action pass. I know that whole conversation yesterday.
Still, you're not important. Buying that.
I can't wait to see him go under center and run 15 play action passes. And then I hope you call him out next week when that happens.
I will.
But I think, Jordan, I think you're going to see some big plays because the Bears' run defense has stunk, right? The last 3 weeks, it's been not very good.
Mm-hmm.
What do? There's nothing more demoralizing offensive from a defensive standpoint when somebody can pound the football down your blanket throat. You bring people down. That puts old C-Watt. I'm going big on C-Watt this week. He is a Bear killer. Yes, more.
I'm going to go more as well. I'm with Tausch on this one. I do believe that there's an opportunity here for them to throw the football, even though the Bears' defense is actually more effective against the pass than it is against the run. So I'll be curious what the projection might be for Josh Jacobs, who I think is on Jesse's list as well.
He is. We'll go ahead to Josh Jacobs. More or less than 74.5 rushing yards.
More. Bears' rush defense has been porous.
Mm-hmm.
More. I think JJ is just starting to get going, too.
Are you ever leery? You're Mr. Prize Picks. This one,
I love Prize Picks,
jumps off the page at me as a gimme. It's not a gimme. They don't have gimmies. It's not the Caleb Williams half
gimmies.
A passing yard.
They have gimmies. It's just, it's usually in September.
But I will be very surprised if Josh Jacobs is under this number.
I would, too. But if you're balancing things out and, I would agree, but anytime I say that and I hear other people say antennas go up and you get them antennas up and you start thinking, what'll up a bear? Beep, 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 beep.
All right, Hunter, what's next?
If we're feeling good about the Packers' offense, do we think they're going to be converting touchdowns then? So Brandon McManus, more or less than 1.5 made field goals. Because if the offense is moving the ball, they're not going to be kicking a lot.
Ooh, good point. Good point. I have him at 1, so I guess I have to go less. I have 5 tutters. I have 5 tutters and 1 field goal this week for the
38 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep, and most of them are going to come
take
second
less.
Quarter on. Okay.
I'm going to say 1 as well, so I'm with you on that. I'm not prepared to say this is going to be a 38-point game. The Packers did put up 38, I believe, in last year's opener in Chicago, if I remember correctly, for Jordan Love's first game as the full-time starter. I'm not going to go that far out on a limb, but I will say one field goal for Brandon McManus, even though I want him to kick lots of field goals so Steinhoffels can continue to support Special Spaces Wisconsin. All right, you got one more?
I do. And this one you can either pick as well, Jaden Reed or Romeo Doubs, more or less than 6 receiver targets.
I don't love going targets, Hunter. What is Christian Watson at yardage wise? Does he have a square? Or are we not looking? I think it's going to be a big game for 9. So you could look at that. I'm going to pass on these two. I'm going all in on Watson. I think it's going to be a big boy game for C. Watt.
I'm struggling to look up the projections for prize picks for C. Watt, so I will let Hunter do that while I tell you that the guy that I'm interested in the number of targets for is Dontayvion Wicks, in part because I might be picking him as my sleeper when we do Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week coming up. I'm really eager to see what he does because he leads them in touchdown catches with 4. He has been targeted only 3 fewer times than Jaden Reed, who leads the team in receptions and receiving yards. But his catch percentage is the worst in the league among players with 25 targets. So I think this
Watson,
is
Watson, 33.5 yards and 3 catches.
Oh, is that easy money for give you, me the, you think?
Give me the more on 33.5. He'll catch that in one play. He's going to have a big play now. Going to have a big play.
Will he have more than 3 receptions?
Brisker's out, right? He's IR'd.
He is. He's IR'd. Not yeah.
Yeah, Tutter. Big Tutter from my boy.
I was having to log back in, but did you mention that they've got the little, like, demon guy on a .5 rushing or receiving touchdown for Watson as well right
the
now?
The demon guy.
I have not seen. Oh, that's rush yards?
Rushing or receiving touchdown, .5.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'll have to take a longer look at it. Okay.
I'm a big fan of going that route. Just do a bunch of different touchdown ones.
Okay. All right.
All right. That is our prize picks for the Hunter. I know how you feel right now because we had a moment like this earlier in the week where we thought we were engaging Tausch, but we weren't really.
Yeah, I thought for
what
sure.
What are you talking about? Hunter likes the touchdown, like the demon stuff. I haven't been able to pull it up, so
I was saying, so like, good. When they've got the .5, like, touchdown, rushing or receiving touchdowns, and it's a .5, you string a bunch of those through your Saturday or your Sunday and then you're just hoping guys score a bunch, and you're flipping between all the different games.
Hope is
love
not a strategy.
I go off a gut instinct, like our team at 565 Analytics. Prize picks, though, it's fun. If you haven't been doing it, jump in. Water's warm. Best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award and winnings. Prize picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. And it's simple, more or less. 2 players. Hunter, it sounds like he likes going 6, and he loves having that .5 receiving or rushing touchdown. I like more yardage. How many yards? How many passing yards? I'm going to go Jordan Love more. I'm also going to go with Josh Jacobs more. I'm going to definitely go Christian Watson with his 33.5 more. That's the beautiful part about it. And you know what? When I hit, I'll get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. You can win up to 100 times on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Download the app today. Use code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 line. Again, that's code WI. To get $50 instantly after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize picks.
A free shower door. No, wait, that's a different one. Run
your
game. Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Now, wasn't funny? I thought that was funny. Not funny?
Dude, I don't feel. I feel like you guys are very judgmental. If I'm not giving you standing ovations and, oh my God, great point.
It's because you are so easily distracted that when you don't respond to anything, it is alarming to
us. Actually, a really good point. That's a really
what
good
does that mean, Hunter? Hunter, explain because I want to learn more about myself.
You're generally okay. A big reactor,
but not on everything.
Just about.
Spiro Agnew's got a point over there, I gotta say.
All right, so you're saying if I don't react that way, you feel like I'm distracted and uninterested. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Maybe.
Okay.
Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week.
I didn't realize I got to start throwing parades when Hunter thinks somebody's going to have one touchdown reception. I got to start throwing confetti and blowing horns. All right, my bad, Hunter. Hey, Hunter, do that again. Who do you think's going to have 0.5 touchdowns?
I'm a big fan of the 0.5 rushing or receiving.
Oh, baby, Hunter. Oh, that's going to be so sick.
Yeah.
I love it. What a great move. I like it.
Do that every time.
Okay.
Thank you for engaging with us. Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week are next.
Gosh.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Steinhoffel sleepers of
the
week.
Boy, I got to ask you this before we hit Steinhofflers, because I jumped into the YouTube, but I just jumped down there to see a couple of things. And there is an interesting question.
Okay.
And I don't know who posed it because I don't have it up now. But has anyone asked, because a big storyline, obviously the injury to Jordan. But this is something I hadn't thought of, and you're always on the ESPN. This was on the ESPN Milwaukee, not the Madison one.
Okay.
Has anyone asked, do you think that Jordan, because he got that big fat payday, is forcing more because he feels like he has to validate? I thought that was a really interesting point, because you know human nature would say you would think that.
Oh, that is an interesting question.
It's a really good question, and you can dig through and find out who that, because you're always on there.
Because that's what I'm
who
here
asked
for,
that,
yeah.
Because it's a really good question, and I'm not saying you should do that today, but next week, I think that's a really interesting question, and I don't know if Jordan will tell you the truth on it, but it's interesting that it's so much different when you're making $11 million. And I'm just doing what I'm told. And now I'm one of the highest paid in the league. I got to do this. It's
Michael,
a fascinating little deal.
Michael,
great question on the YouTube chat. You didn't like it?
Well, I don't like it because Michael's combative in there. He's a dweller.
But you need some combativeness.
He's a potster. But here's the thing. He didn't ask, hey, I humbly suggest this question be asked of the star quarterback. It was, why has no one asked Jay Love?
How do you know his tone? How can you tell his
accusatory
tone?
Why has no one asked this?
I don't know.
What are you, a moron?
I don't think he said, are you a moron?
No, he
but
didn't
is
say
there,
he
did
implied.
He say, are you a...
No, it's implied. The moron part is implied.
I wouldn't start jumping into implications
Michael
from
knows,
our YouTubers.
Hey, as someone who is in there much more regularly than you,
I know Michael's game. I'm a meanderer, but it is a really interesting question. Because I think
you're a meanderer.
We're all sitting around and we do wonder, what's changed? Why? Has he went from being, he was
sure.
So good and deliberate with the football to not, and human nature would tell you, man, I'm doing this. The expectations for me to be the guy is that much higher.
Good question.
It's a great point by Michael, regardless of his tone.
Yeah, not a fan of his tone. Black Friday furniture and mattress savings are on right now at Steinhoffel's. Get all the latest looks at the season's best prices, like mattresses starting at just $199, recliners starting at just $449, sofas starting at just $499, and more. And this week only, get a $100 Packers Pro Shop gift card when you make a qualifying purchase of $1,999 or more. Plus, you can pay as you go with Steinhoffel's special 18-month 0% interest financing when your purchase totals $799
Let's
or
go!
More. No,
that is
down.
A great deal. I love it. Let's go.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Okay.
No money down, no hidden fees. Shop Steinhoffel's in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for Tausch's very exciting Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilby and Tausch.
All right, Tausch, you were very, very, very worried that someone might steal your Steinhoffler, who is apparently a defensive lineman based on context clues. Who you got?
So I went with Rashawn Gary a while ago, and I didn't win, and I'm not arguing with the 565 analytics firm. I think they were correct in their assessment, even though he had an incredibly disruptive game. That goes without saying. Preston Smith is gone. They
yeah,
got
you
rid
can't
of
pick
Preston
him.
Smith. No, I'm not going to pick him. That would be something you would do. I'm going J.J. Anagbare. I think he has been good when he's gotten opportunities. I think he's going to get a lion's share. What are you shaking your head about?
Well, I thought you were setting the table to pick Rashawn Gary. You kind of did
a pump fake move there.
No,
yeah. No, I'm letting you know it's too big of a mountain to climb. He needs to have like 8 sacks in order for the academy, or in order for the analytics firm to go. JJ still now he's just getting his first crack at this.
I love
this
pick.
I love the way he plays. I think he's been disruptive in small samples. He's gonna, I think, probably rotate a lot with my guy LVN. But I think Anagbare is going to have a day. I think it's going to be Strack City, USA. You're going to get some turnovers. I think he has one of those, and I haven't come up with a term for this yet. But I think Caleb is going to be throwing it. He's going to get popped, and the ball's going to pop up, Devontae Wyatt's going to pick it. And I want to make sure everybody understands, Devontae Wyatt, great job intercepting it. But let's remember that Anagbare is the guy that drilled him and forced that turnover. That's the visualization I'm seeing. Caleb. Oh, he gets hit. Oh, ball pops up. Oh, Wyatt sees it. He's got good ball skills. Boom, grabs it. Bam. That's what I see happen.
I'll say this. If that occurs in this game, no Stratoshis, that would be amazing. I already explained I'm taking Dontavian Wicks. Obviously, the bar is a little bit higher, but he is their number 4 receiver, if we're being honest, based on his performance and his receptions. So we will see how he performs. This is a get-back right game opportunity for him. We'll see if he delivers that. Hunter, who you taking?
I'm also going on the defensive line, but I'm going to go Devontae Wyatt.
Well, when he has that pick six,
My reasoning is the fact that I think the Bears O-line is just, as we've said on Mr. Irrelevant, which you can watch from 12:30 to 1:30 on YouTube.
Never heard of that.
That
I thought that was called Weekly Wilty.
No, that's on Thursdays.
Did they get rebranded?
We're Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But the Bears O-line is poopy doo-doo.
Is Wilty on the Strofe Show, or is it a separate deal?
It's a separate deal.
Mr. Irrelevant.
So
Monday,
Mr. Irrelevant
Wednesday,
is not with Jason Wilty.
No, Weekly Wilty is with Jason Wilty.
Yes.
I've been a guest on Mr. Irrelevant a few times, though.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. All right, those are our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. You heard them
first. Did you let Hunter finish? Don't cut him off.
We're getting to Rob Domofsky. It's Rob Domofsky time. We've got to be ready for him. Rob Domofsky joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The best luck I had was you. I said, hey.
Joining us now from ESPN's NFL Nation. He's got to be top 5, right? Out of the 32.
At
like
ESPN?
If we did power rankings on the ESPN NFL Nation, I mean, I got Mike Reese ahead of him. You know,
really
maybe Todd Archer.
Now, who's running the Chiefs? It all comes down to what team.
Adam Teicher.
No. Cowboys guy. Who's the Cowboys guy?
Yeah, that's Todd Archer.
They get a ton of love.
Todd Archer's
Jets
fantastic.
Jets guys, Chimini. Chimini's probably on there.
I'll give you that one.
Okay. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I wasn't ready. The intro music wasn't the usual. I was flipping through my phone. I didn't know we were up.
My bad, Rob.
No, I'm good.
Hunter's taking responsibility for that. Hey, good story today. I read it over your shoulder as you were writing it during our assistant coach access.
Yeah,
but it is crazy. And tell everyone the story you wrote. Drive them to ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com because it is a worthwhile look at how quickly the league. Tausch always tells us the league comes at you fast. It really does, based on your story.
Yeah. So when the Packers traded Preston Smith, I'm sure you guys have talked about. That meant there was only four guys left on this team from LaFleur's first season, 2019. Jair Alexander, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, and Elgton Jenkins, which is kind of hard to believe Elgton Jenkins has actually been here that long. I still think of him as a young player. And, you know, that was an interesting fact and all that, but, like, I kind of wanted to figure out where that, you know, sat in terms of the league and just how those guys, you know, those four individuals kind of persevered. And, like, I thought the best part of it, to be honest with you, was Jair Alexander, who, you know, a lot of us thought might not be here after some of his off-the-field things. He unprompted Jason yesterday. I didn't even ask about the suspension last year. He unpromptedly said, you know, maybe I needed it. Well, I didn't need it, but it was a wake-up for me. Like, so basically he said he needed it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even asking about the suspension, the fact that he just brought it up. You know, I thought was interesting. But from a league-wide standpoint, the Chiefs actually have eight guys from 2019 still on the roster. However, two of those guys, including Mecole Hardman, was one of them, left and came back. So I guess it's really only six that have stayed the entire time. And I looked at the Chiefs because, you know, they're the gold standard, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But in the division, Chicago has zero guys left from 2019, which tells you they've been probably pretty bad. Minnesota has four, and Detroit has three. So while it seems crazy, it's probably more
typical.
Like the norm. It's typical.
What does it tell you that they're three first-round picks and a second-round pick?
Well, and as I was going through that, I'm like, okay, first round, and then Elton, second round. I guess in some ways – it tells you that first round, that high draft picks get a longer leash, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they can say what they want about, oh, once you get here, everything's the same, and if you were undrafted or not undrafted. And that's true to a degree, but it's, you know, those guys definitely get a longer leash.
Yeah.
So, Rob, you can use this quote, and I don't even remember who I stole it from, but it's super apropos. First round picks have to continue to prove they don't belong in the league. Late-round picks have to continue to prove that they do. It is such a perfect quote because of that, but it is...
No,
I mean,
that's right.
Wait, you stole that from someone else? I've been crediting you with that for like the last 8 years.
Well, I put my own twist on it, the gist of it was from somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Is that plagiarism?
It's like plagiarism.
How does that work? It's plagiarism, Izzy?
It's ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Rob, what are the big question marks for you coming out of this bye week for this team, heading into this big stretch? What are the big question marks that you have?
Well, one, have they fixed or at least figured out what Jordan Love's doing with the interceptions? And, you know, 7 of the 10 interceptions, Tausch, are on either first or second down. Like, not that you can live with any interceptions, but if it's third down and you're trying to make a play, I get it. But when 7 of the 10 are on either first or second down, I think that's a problem. And I think that, you know, if someone asked me, I think it was KBN or maybe it was Jen and those guys asked me if you could fix one thing coming out of the bye and it could only be the pass rush or the interceptions, which one would you choose to fix? I would fix the interceptions because I think you can manufacture things with defensively. You don't necessarily have to be an unbelievable pass rushing team, but you cannot turn the ball over, especially against great teams. Like that's just that's a recipe for disaster.
Smart guy. Rob Dubofsky, smart guy. Rob, clean shaven.
You're like
leaving.
He looks good. He looks very
this
good.
This is the cleanest I've seen you.
Yeah, fresh shave.
On top and on.
Now, when you shave,
on top and bottom.
I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. We'll do this in a digi only.
No, that's all I meant was his chin.
Yeah, you guys do your thing. I'm not. No judgment from old T here. What do you think is going to happen rep-wise because this pass rush? Obviously, Preston gets traded to Pittsburgh. Where do you think these reps get divvied up? How is it going to look?
I mean, if it were me, Tausch, I would play Kingsley and Igbari before, or more than I would play Lucas Van Ness. My suspicion is, and let's go back to where they were drafted. Let's go back to that.
Right.
You just said a minute ago. My guess is that 90 probably starts instead of 91, and then 55 is a rotational guy. But I think Enigbare has really earned an opportunity for more reps. And, you know, are they going to sprinkle in a little bit of Aaron Mosby? Sure. Brenton Cox has been here for, what, a year and a half, Jace, and we haven't seen him play yet. So, you know, let's see what that brings.
What do you make of their pass rush? Because we spent time yesterday with Jeff Hafley, and one of our colleagues was really trying to pin him down on the pass rush being a failure because the front four have not delivered. But he was adamant about how, hey, we're still a lot of times rushing four with their simulated pressures that they do. You've talked about that a bunch, the idea of three down linemen and then one kind of wild card pass rusher.
Pass rusher.
Right.
Yeah.
And their numbers bear it out that their pressure numbers and their sack numbers aren't terrible. But at the same time, Jeff Hafley has said many times, hey, it would be great. Get pressure with the front four. That opens up all kinds of other opportunities for your guys in the back end. Is that something that, even though Jeff Hafley's not going to admit it to us, he's thinking, all right, we got to start getting home with these guys on their own so I don't have to do more of this stuff?
Yeah, it's always, Jason, it's the you know, let's judge them on what they do rather than what they say. And of course he's going to, you know, and we don't know Jeff that well. I mean, he's only been here for, you know, half a year. But, you know, my suspicion is he's not one of these guys who's going to stand up there and go, you know what, you guys, you're right. Our pass rush stinks. Like, he's gonna explain his thinking. But behind the scenes, they're not just sitting there going, pass rush is fine. Like, guarantee you that, you know, Rebs and Campanelli – and who are, I can't think of who the assistant D-line coach is, that guy who's always fired up.
V.O., training camp. I like to call it.
V.O., Vince Ogabasi. Yeah. I mean, they're not just sitting there going, everything's fine. You know, they look
right.
They took a long, hard look at that during the bye. Is that going to change? Like, you know, I don't know if we're just all of a sudden going to see completely different schemes and completely different rush patterns. But I would suspect that we will see a little bit more creativity there. You know, the other thing, too, is as a play caller, you know, Jeff Hafley's still probably figuring out who can do what and what works and what doesn't. I mean, you know, he'd been out of the NFL for, what, since 2019 or 2018. You know, it's a different game. And, you know, I think all things considered, the improvement on defense has probably been about what you would have hoped to and realistically what you could have hoped for.
Rob,
how vital the Evan Williams part of this, because I am convinced watching that Jacksonville Jaguar game, he goes out, all of a sudden Trevor Lawrence looks pretty viable.
Right.
And he didn't play the last time around. Now he's back there, he's practicing.
Yep.
How important of a piece is he to this defense being able to do what they want to do?
It's a combination of him and Jair, right? Like, you, what team can lose two of their top four or five DBs and not have it and not suffer? You know, you can lose one of those guys or play without one of those guys for a while, but the trickle down effect to, you know, what it means for your nickel and your dime packages, that's crucial. So, look, Evan Williams, you know, I don't know if he doesn't miss another game, which, you know, for them, hopefully he wouldn't. I mean, I would think you're going to see him on some, you know, some all rookie type teams. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not, you know, maybe he's not first team all rookie, but, you know, that's a guy that has impacted the game from day one too. Like, I mean, like the first time we saw him in training camp, he was making plays. So
Micah Hyde, I was told. The next Micah Hyde is what I was told.
Yeah, well, they should be so lucky, right?
Rob, tell me if I'm crazy on this, because I am a Goody stan. Jason is not, but I am. I look at this, and am I crazy to say that Xavier McKinney is the MVP of this team through 9 weeks? And so, the most impactful pickup of this team has been Malik Willis through 9 weeks.
Ooh.
Is that a crazy thing to say?
No, and here's, like, Tausch, I don't know if you probably must have missed this one, but in our power rankings this week, there's always a theme to it. And the theme for this week was, this past week was, non-quarterback MVP.
Let me interrupt. He didn't miss it. That is what, and of course, far be it from him to give you credit for this while we're discussing it.
Plagiarizing again. The first strike, you're warned at the University of Wisconsin Journalism School. The second one, and then they take your Mully scholarship away. The second one, he gone.
So, this is your blurb on your power rankings is what actually prompted this discussion. And by the way, credit where it's due, he took your idea and made it better, as he often does with his argument.
and you know what, Tom?
So, like,
had we been allowed to pick quarterbacks, Malik Willis might have been the pick, because they, you know, their season may not be the same. You know, if you know, we don't know what Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt or any of those guys would have done, but you know, they are
Alex
basically
Magoo.
They're 2.5-0. I mean, and he played 2.5 games.
Right.
Yeah, Alex Magoo. Right, I forgot about him. So, you know, like, you can't underestimate that, especially when you consider that they a seventh-round pick. Who wouldn't give – what GM wouldn't give up a seventh-round pick for two wins? Like, you'd do it every year if you could.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Tausch would also like us to plagiarize someone from the YouTube comments. And I will, even though this guy's a pot stirrer in the comment section, I will give Michael his due. This is a really interesting question that I had not thought of until he brought it up. And that would be this. Why has no one asked Jay Love, a little combative for my liking, if he feels he is trying to do too much because of what he is now making financially, trying to be a superstar because he's feels like they're paying him to be one. I had not thought in those terms, but the level of risk-taking he has taken, I think that's a really insightful question that maybe we should, especially if he has another pick on Sunday where he tries to play hero ball, I might ask him that.
Well, and like subconsciously maybe, but, you know, I don't think there's any – it's not like he's like, oh, now I have to go – live up to this contract that they gave me, so I'm going to try to make the spectacular play. I think it's more, not, you know, speaking for him, but I think it's more, you know, he's more comfortable in the system. He thinks he can do more, and sometimes that works against you. Sometimes you think you can do things that you really shouldn't do. And I think that just comes with the territory of being, you know, a second-year guy and being more comfortable. Like, I've used this comparison before. You know, Brett, second year interceptions went way up,
right?
And then they got it back under control until they didn't. So I don't know. I mean, to me, like, once the contract is signed and sealed, I think you judge a guy on his play, you know, regardless. It's like the AJ Hawk thing. Like, I've said this many times, but if AJ Hawk was the 35th pick of the draft instead of the 5th pick of the draft, you'd think he had a great career.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Rob, I think the question is, it's not about the you just wonder, human nature would say, well, you're paying me a lot. Like, if ESPN paid you 6x of what you're making, you would think, I got to do more. Well, maybe you
wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm not going to I'm not going to make a quick snide comment about Jason, but there is a level of you're getting this now. I need you to deliver this, and you do wonder if that's part
all
of the
those
mentality.
Zeros on that thing. Look at all those zeros. Yeah,
look at that big check, Rob. How that's does is there? We've been Beyonce, talking all week. Oh, we've been talking all week.
I totally get what you're saying. I mean, like, again, that's the subconscious, though, right? Like, and you could ask Jordan that, and he may not even, until you asked the question, he may not have even considered it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, maybe he's trying to justify his existence. I mean, I try to do that on this show every time.
And you bring it. And you bring it. Rob, Jason said before that San Diego Super Bowl versus the Broncos, I don't see any way that the Packers can't win. I feel like everybody's saying that this week. Brust on KBN says 0%. You've been around NFL locker rooms long enough. Green Bay's talent's better. We're just a better team. But I get nervous when I hear all that, and I know the pride that NFL players have. And when everybody's telling me I stink, I want to shove it up your you-know-what and say blank off. That's the thing I'm nervous about.
Tausch, it's the whole when a coach gets fired, there's that instant boost that the players are like, I got to show that it wasn't me, right? Now, in this case, it was an offensive coordinator. I don't know that that has the same impact as a head coach. Like, remember when the Packers went to Kansas City and they had fired the coach and Romeo Crennel had a terrible team and weren't the Packers – was that the year they were 13-0?
Yep.
And
undefeated,
Romeo Crennel in his first game as interim coach beat him. I don't know that I expect the same type of effect that, you know, just because the Bears moved on from Shane Waldron and are promoting a different guy to be offensive coordinator. But that being said, I do think that there's going to be an effect there. Maybe not as strong, but look, Chicago's season, they are not out of this thing yet, right? I mean, they're, 4-5?
Yeah. Rob.
A win this week gets them right back in.
Rob, they ain't making the playoffs. Come on, Rob.
I mean, but those guys probably think they can, right? I mean, like, they're sitting there in that locker room going, hey, if we get on a little run here, all of a sudden we win 3 in a row, and it's instead of being 4-5, now you're 7-5, and you're right back in this thing. That's the way.
I would say in a normal locker room, a normal locker room, yes, but this locker room ain't normal. They got guys going up Rudian trying to get Bajent to go play. Like, it's a hot mess. They can right the ship. But their schedule, you're playing Detroit twice, Minnesota twice, and the Packers twice. They ain't going now. I get what you're saying. I ain't buying that. And I got a hunch with that big fat paycheck that you're looking at right there, you wouldn't put a penny on them to make the playoffs. If I was a betting man, which I like to do occasionally, I would think Rob's not touching that with a 5-foot pole. Fair?
I think that's fair. That's fair. Although I have never wagered on a single sporting event in my life. I've never placed a bet. I like to pick games. I like to do brackets and pools, but I've never actually wagered on a single sport.
Yeah, you know, I put any skin in the game. I get it. Yeah,
smart. I'd rather take my chances with a pair of jacks in my hand than an over-under.
The golf course, wagering on yourself. All right, last thing for you, Rob, because I still don't know what to make of this. So you and I have done this for a really, really, really long time. I believe we are
almost
now
60 years, right?
At
almost 60?
56 or 57 combined seasons.
Something like that.
Rob, how long are you going to work till? How long do you think you'll keep going?
Rest of the season.
That's what. When I asked Tom Clements that question last year for that story I did on them, they were playing. I think they were playing the Lions the next week. He goes, "Well, at least through the Detroit game, so at least through the Chicago game."
Yeah, he can be funny when he's not being condescending. So I'm curious about the rivalry, right? I mean, you grew up in Chicago. You didn't have a rivalry with JD. He was one of your best friends, Jeff Dickerson. You don't have a rivalry with Courtney Cronin. And I don't know if players feel the rivalry the way Tausch's era did, right? And so Matt LaFleur presents this video to them yesterday, and it's almost like it's almost like they were being told, hey, you need to care about this.
Well, and then LaFleur said, he goes, there were even some guys in there that I didn't recognize. So right. How much does he really care about it? I mean, come on.
So what do you make of that? What do you make of that?
I make of it this, Jason, that rivalries in the NFL today are who's your biggest threat, not who's your longest standing opponent.
Detroit Lions are number one right now.
100%. And there was a time where the Vikings were that. I mean, heck, you could say there was a time where the Cowboys in the 90s.
49ers. The 49ers in Rodgers' era has been the number for sure.
Yeah. Well, heck, if they play the 49ers again in the playoffs this year and get beat, I mean, that would be what? Four times under the floor? Three times under the floor? Yeah, I mean,
it would be four.
I think it's great. It's great for the fans. It's great for talk radio. It does make good content, but when push comes to shove, Tausch, I'm with you, man. It's who's your biggest threat right now? And right now, it's
no doubt about it. What a great great appearance today, Rob. I thought this was one of your best of the year. That was really good.
Add a little bit more to the paycheck.
Put a little extra. Talk to the powers that be. Throw a little scrap, a couple extra scraps in that check this week. Right.
In case you weren't tuned in, we admonished Tausch because he wasn't really as engaged as he normally is. So now he's overdoing it. But you did have a good appearance. Don't get me wrong.
He did have this wasn't overdoing it. Rob was really good today.
Sure it wasn't. Okay. All right.
Rob, hey, Rob, West Appear going to get a dub tonight after they beat up on my Sun Prairie East Cardinals? Is West Appear going to find a way?
He's not even a West Appear guy.
No, but I'll say this. In basketball, I can't like them, but they are a darn talented football team. Our football team was no threat to them. And I've got some friends that have some kids on that team. Ryan Borowitz's kid, Bryce. The quarterback, Bryson's kid, is really, really good. So I think it could be a heck of a game.
All right. There you go. Rice Lake.
Great
Norsky
insight.
Nook, pie
great
shop.
Insight,
really
Rob.
Good pie
really
shop
good
up there in Rice Lake. Good pie shop.
Thanks, buddy. That is Rob Dabowski from ESPN.com. Tausch, tell us enthusiastically, if you can, about American Family Insurance.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways, from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Thanks, as always, to Rob Dabowski. Always great to catch up with him. I'll see him over at Lambeau Field in a little while. Tausch, I thought that you were right. It was a great appearance. Don't get me wrong. But I thought the conversation about the pass rush was interesting in that, I didn't think in terms of Jeff Hafley having been out of the NFL, right? He coached at Ohio State for a year. Then he was the head coach at BC. I didn't really think of that either in terms of him kind of finding his way as a coordinator. But
that's why it was such a great appearance. He made you think.
He did. But my issue there is I feel like the Preston Smith, and I asked Jeff Hafley yesterday about the Preston Smith thing. And he could tell that I was uncomfortable asking it, which I appreciated him acknowledging that. But you got to ask. I mean, the guy said he wanted to be trained.
Why were you uncomfortable?
I didn't think I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable trying to find the best way to ask it that would get an answer.
What were you trying to find out?
The guy asked for a trade and said he didn't like the system.
Him, it didn't fit.
Yeah, but he was in a, from what I could gather anyway, a distinct minority among the players. However, I did wonder, are there other guys that feel this way too? And are they going to use this as perhaps a crutch for explaining why their down linemen have not been more productive as pass rushers? Do you think that there's something to that, or do you think that that is excuse making? Is you think Preston really was miscast? I feel like that is unresolved in my mind.
So I do think Preston Smith is more comfortable. He's a long-armed, you know, big-time, you know, 3-4 edge guy. I think he's comfortable because he's done it for a long time. Just like Aaron Campman liked having his hand in the dirt, and he didn't feel comfortable standing up and dropping. And
it's basically the opposite. So
it is exactly the opposite. So there are going to be cases, especially you ain't going to teach an old dog new tricks. Not at that point in their career. It's just not a fit. Like Julius Peppers play wherever because he's just a freakzoid of an athlete, right? Here, that's not the case. I think Preston's obviously getting a little older. He's got a certain way he wants to do things, and there's no excuses for the young guys. And all I've been told is we love this scheme because it allows you to go after the quarterback. So if it's Rashawn or if it's anybody else, Rashawn Gary to me is built to be a hand in the dirt, bull rushing,
physical
beast of a dude. So that I'm not interested in any of. If he's going to come out after the season and say, "Oh, it's not," and I don't think he will. Same thing with Devontae and Kenny. Lucas Van Ness is built to have his hand in the dirt. So no, any of these other guys, I'm not interested in hearing about it. Go do your job. The system is everybody's excited about it. So no, any of the other stuff, as you put it, I would say would be excuse making.
I am interested in hearing about what you've got going on. Potatoes for sale at Quick Trip.
Ah, potatoes for sale indeed. You already know how much I love Quick Trip. Got all the hearty recipes, man. It's cold. It's gloomy out. 5-pound bag. I didn't believe this when I first saw it. 5-pound bag of russet taters. 99 cents. Think of all the meals. All the things you could do. Those smashed potatoes that people are loving, where you get the crust on the edge of it. Bam, you put a little Parmigiano on there. Bang, 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 bang. And, of course, Quick Trip's chicken. Perfect teammate for those russet potatoes. Mondays, whole roasted chickens, $5.99. Every Wednesday, you got 8-piece tenders or bone-in chicken for $9.99 on that Wednesday. Or grab a pack of hand-breaded jumbo, juicy, succulent tenders. But wait, there's more, because there is always more for deals at Quick Trip. White bread, 99 cents a loaf. Tortilla shells, flip them around, make those enchiladas. $1.99, you get Don's Pizzas, 4 for $10. And don't forget dessert. A gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream is just $5.99. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead. Earn points. Order all your favorites, plus pizza and take-home meals. Take care of the payment. Just stop by. Pick it all up. Or, it's fun, go ahead, do it curbside.
The 11 o'clock hour will start with the weekend preview. That starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.